It's Tuesday, December 11th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh took the side of Planned Parenthood in a landmark case Monday, blocking efforts on the part of individual states to remove taxpayer funding of the largest abortion provider in America. The question was whether or not the states could prevent Planned Parenthood from receiving Medicaid funds in their states. Only Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch voted to hear the appeal from a lower court, while Kavanaugh and Roberts took the majority position with the liberals on the court. The states of Kansas and Mississippi were attempting to disqualify Planned Parenthood as a Medicaid provider. Other examples of Supreme Court justices appointed by Republican presidents who have bent pro-abortion in their decisions in the past include Justice David Souter, Justice Anthony Kennedy, and Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Proverbs 17:15 says, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination to the Lord." The state of New York is forcing a Christian adoption agency to accommodate men living with men and women living with women in unnatural affections with one another, or they will go out of business. The Syracuse-based agency New Hope Family Services has filed a lawsuit against the state, noting that their commission is rooted in James 1:27. And it has been an explicitly Christian ministry since its founding in 1958. The American Center for Law and Justice has filed a letter with the United Nations specialist on genocide, pointing out the ongoing Christian genocide in Nigeria, Africa. The letter estimates that since 2011, 37,500-plus people have been killed, 2.5 million people have been displaced, and 1,000 children have been kidnapped in north and central Nigeria by Boko Haram and other Muslim terrorist groups. The letter is asking the United Nations to, quote, stop the spread of violence and prevent genocide, end quote, in Nigeria. A Vietnamese pastor has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for charges of, quote, attempting to overthrow the government, end quote. Pastor Nguyen Trung Thun's wife told International Christian Concern that he refuses to plead guilty to these trumped-up charges, and he has spoken out in favor of, quote, democracy so that people can enjoy all the freedoms specified by the International Convention on Human Rights, end quote. Christians, Hebrews 13 reminds us, are to remember those who are in prison as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. U.S. relations with China are chilling off after authorities arrested a technology company executive in Vancouver with the intent of extraditing her to America. The CFO for Huawei, Meng Wanzhou, was arrested December 1st on charges that she helped Huawei to avoid U.S. sanctions on Iran. China's foreign ministry is calling the arrest, quote, lawless, reasonless, and ruthless, end quote. Netflix has already received much criticism over its promotion of teenage witchcraft and sexual orgies in its new season release of The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. But now, Netflix premiered another series that is normalizing, quote, child sexual abuse and sex trafficking of minors, end quote, according to the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. Executive Director Dawn Hawkins accuses Netflix of what she calls, quote, prioritizing profits over victims of abuse, end quote. Romans 1:32 speaks of these people who, although they know God's righteous decree and those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. The stock market dropped 500 points and then recovered yesterday upon news breaking from London that the vote on the Brexit plan would be delayed. The stock market has stagnated in 2018, beginning at the 24,800 level and hovering just under 24,000 yesterday. CNBC points out that American corporate debt has almost doubled since the Great Recession of 2007, increasing by 86%. Corporate debt stands at almost 75% of the gross national income, up from 65% before the last recession. Corporate cash-to-debt ratios are the lowest ever, a bad sign for corporate liquidity. Meanwhile, The federal debt to gross domestic product ratio has risen from 62% to 104% just since the last recession. That's the largest increase in U.S. debt since World War II. In an article released yesterday, CNN attributed the California fires to what they called, quote, the sin of building in wilderness with no regard for nature's cycles, end quote. In the article, CNN made no reference to sinning against God or even the possibility of God's existence. Last month, California experienced the most deadly fire in the state's history and the nation's most deadly wildfire in 100 years. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, December 11th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.